a very moving sound. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. You're listening to a novel method of moving fluids using sound. It's being pioneered at the University of Michigan. So what's the big deal about all these blips and bleeps? Actually, it's a small deal, one that could significantly simplify conducting experiments in microfluidic devices. Translation? Think lab on a chip, a tiny laboratory, maybe a few centimeters in size, that performs several different tests on just one very small sample. You might someday see a device the size of an iPhone that you could sneeze into, and it would tell you if you have the flu. What hasn't been developed for such a small system is the mechanism for moving the chemicals and samples around inside it. But now, UM researchers are using the sound waves created by musical notes to nudge the droplets through the device's microscopic channels. Here, a droplet is slowly being moved to its destination. Using multiple tones, fluids can be mixed in a gradient. Different tones can be used to move different fluids. Scientists hope this new microtechnology could eventually lead to a home test for other illnesses as well, or a handy portable device for testing for food contaminants or toxic gases. We may be a step closer to that, but for now, I wouldn't recommend that you sneeze into your iPhone. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.